everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago for my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. How is everybody doing today? I am having a fantastic day, a fantastic week. I am on another vacation here coming up. No work for a whole week. We've got big plans ahead of us, and I am super excited. So, a lot of great things have happened. I've had great training weeks. I've had great social life. I've made a whole bunch of plans for the upcoming week ahead, and I'm super excited. I'm going to be visiting 3 state parks that I have not been to. The first one is kind of local. I tried getting to it in the winter, but there was a bike trail and I didn't think I could be on it because people are winter biking, so I didn't end up actually going there. So I'm going to be going and checking that out. Saturday, I'm running the local 5K with some good friends. They have a local 5K race every single Saturday, and that's what I put on the schedule this week, because Wednesday, while I'm headed down to Des Moines, Iowa, to see a lot of my friends that I haven't seen since February, I'm going to stop at a state park that's like literally 2 minutes off of the highway, and I'm super excited for that one. Looks like they have 15 miles of trails, which is pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited to see that. What the fuck was my main point here? Oh yeah, so I'm not doing I'd normally do my long run this weekend. I'm not doing my long run this weekend to save myself for Wednesday so that I can go run 15 out there. Honestly, the 15 isn't even going to be that bad. Like, there's not a lot of elevation, and it looks like mainly like prairie sections and a little dirt section along the lake there down in Albert Lea, Minnesota. So I'm pretty pumped for that. I'm going to spend the week down. It's going to be hot as shit, like 100 degrees down there. So I'm not going to get much training in, but I'm going to be there with friends. If I wake up early enough, maybe I'll go get like 5 miles in. That way it's only, 40 minutes away from the friends. And sometimes you just need that 40 minutes to yourself to bring all your thoughts together. Pretty excited about that. Am I ready to compete in the tournament? A little bit. I mean, I've practiced maybe 20, 30 minutes a day for the past week and a half, but not too serious. I don't know. I'm there for a good time, and I think it's going to be a great time. And on the way back, it will be Monday morning. On my way back, I plan on stopping at another state park. They've only got 2 miles of trail. It's literally 5 minutes off the highway. I can go explore that whole thing. I was talking with a friend who's explored a lot of parks, and he told me sometimes the small ones are some... Oh my God, deer. Oh my God, 4 deer. Oh yeah, 4 deer just chilling in someone's yard. That's what's up. Sometimes the small parks are the best parks, and it's worth giving everything a shot. Fuck yeah. Earlier this week, I went to a park that I've been to. It's called Battle Creek Regional Park. What does this say? Be prepared to stop. Okay. It says slow. What are we doing? Oh yeah. She's waving us through. Thank you. Thanks, sir. Basically, I went to Battle Creek, and they have like two, it's a weird kind of a park. It's got like 3 separate sections that you kind of got to cross like a main road to get to each section. the one section is actually like almost inaccessible. You have to either park in that parking lot or you have to go 1.2 miles down a hill, a paved hill to get to there. So it's just a little bit out of the way, but I parked in that section actually. So the section that I parked in, it's kind of got a walking trail, but then it's meant for mountain bikers. Now, it's not closed to hikers though. So you can go hike, you can go run. The rule of thumb, I talked to a guy out there, and I also did some Google searching, and it really seems that if you're gonna run mountain bike courses, as long as it says you can be on it, and then basically avoid the blacks. So they have various, holy shit, that sounds racist as fuck without context. Don't clip that. There's different color trails. So there's green, those are the easy ones. The blue, they're like intermediate. The blacks are the hard, and the reds are the extremes. So this section only has like one little tiny section of red, and I looked at it and said, why the fuck would you want to hike that anyways? But the rule of thumb is basically, don't go on the blacks, because if you run into a mountain biker, they're probably doing something a little bit crazy. And I talked to someone out there, he said, yeah, just go on whatever, just, you know, keep your head up. The last thing we want to do is come around a corner and get hit. You know, if it's a one-way section, make it a one-way section. Don't be running on it. So I had damn it. Now I'm stopped in the middle of a crosswalk. Holy shit. So yesterday, funny story. Yesterday I went to go, my local Mr. Car Wash doesn't clean the inside. So I have to go elsewhere. So I went elsewhere to get the inside clean. Only $10, only 10 bucks to get the inside clean. Super worth it. But they parked my car in the middle of a crosswalk to like do the windows. And this lady on a scooter came by, and well, they went and got me and told me, yeah, my car's all ready to go, and I'm parked in the middle of the sidewalk because that's where they parked it. And this lady shakes her head at me and she says, fuck you. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, they parked it there. And then she's rolling in front of my car and she's mouthing, you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit. And like, yes, ma'am, I am. You're exactly right. I'm a piece of shit. You are exactly right. I didn't let it get to me. I just thought it was an entertaining story. Long story short, don't park in the middle of a crosswalk. I got caught there. Today was my fault. Yesterday was just not my fault. Anyways, the inside of my car smells like cherries. It's absolutely beautiful. Well, so I'd been to this park before. We hiked a little bit. So I knew kind of how crazy it could be, but there was one specific trail that I was looking for. Now, in the beginning of my adventure, I could not for the fucking life of me find this trail. Like, I tried so hard to find this trail, and I was struggling. I could not find this trail. So I looked at, when I go for runs, I don't really look at my watch. I kind of just want to be there, and I'll look at everything after, you know, and then I can determine, all right, I need to slow the pace down next time. Okay, this section right here, I really tanked. Let's step it up next time. You know, things like that. I don't like to look at it and stare at it while I'm in the process of doing it. It doesn't benefit me, in my opinion. So I looked at my watch. I was a mile and a half in, and we already had 436 feet of elevation. I said, I just live at flatland. There's like no way in hell I should be at this much elevation. My first mile was like a 14-minute mile, and I'm like trying, like actually giving an effort in. I ended up finding the trail that I wanted to be on. It was fucking amazing. I crossed some workers that were clearing a trail. Woo, this road's open. This road's been closed for weeks, like many weeks, and now it's open. Looks beautiful. They did a very nice job. But we gotta be in this lane to go straight. How the fuck do you go straight? Wait, we got a green light. We have a green light. Sir. All right. Sir, now we're fucking stuck here because they, okay. There's still a lot of construction going on, and clearly they fucked it. They just completely fucked it. This red turn arrow is just gonna remain red. You looking at me because I'm in the middle of two lanes right now, lady? There's nothing I could do right. Apparently I'm driving like a dumbass this morning. Putting the whole town on, I'm the dumbass driving around town. What was I getting at? Oh, so I found my trail. They were clearing the trees. It was beautiful, but I found the actual trail. Holy shit, single track. Like, I got this insane respect for mountain bikers now. I barely wanted to run the blues. They were scary as fuck. And I'm like sitting there running the blacks, and there was some beautiful lookouts. I ended up just running for an hour. It ended up being 6.2 miles and then 1,024 feet of gain or so. Holy cow, that bee's massive. We're getting absolutely distracted today. Great park. Highly recommend if you're in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, check out Battle Creek Regional Park. Go hike the mountain bike section. There's some gorgeous lookouts. Just be on the lookout for the mountain bikes. So that's basically what I've got this week ahead. I'm on my way to go get some fruit, some vegetables. I went out and ran this morning. My workout yesterday fucking killed. 8.8 miles, 1,400 feet of gain at an 8:43 pace. That's just not like me. I don't know what it was. I started taking magnesium. Oh, so now the arrow's gonna turn green. Oh, okay. All right. Bro, they have this section so fucked. Like, we almost went the wrong way. Me and this GMC Sierra in front of me, we almost went the wrong way. I've been trying to avoid this section for like a lifetime. I don't know why I'm driving it right now. So I added magnesium into the vitamin stack, and it appears, I don't know, I just seem to be recovering like magnificently. Like, I've struggled with recovery for a while. I'm constantly bitching about my injuries, if you can tell. This magnesium seems to be doing me good. Now, the first time I took it, straight up, actually made me feel like I was stoned. Like, my body was so fucking relaxed. It was beautiful. It doesn't really, I don't know, I don't feel that effect anymore. And from my understanding, now I don't know a whole lot about it. I did a little bit of research. I'd like to learn some more. From what I read and from my understanding is that when they test for magnesium, they're testing for the amount in your blood, but your cells utilize the magnesium. So your blood levels might show that you're good, but you need a little more so that your cells can utilize it, is my understanding. I don't know if that's accurate or not. But I also understand that magnesium is kind of a hard thing for people to get in their diets, and a lot of people are deficient in it. So I'm like, let's give it a try. Let's see how it works. I've got a physical in like 2 months, so I can tell the doc, yo, doc, this is what I'm doing. I feel great. I'm recovering great. You let me know how internally I'm doing, buddy. Yeah, pretty excited about that. I'd say most of my recovery is happening just like boom, overnight. I just feel absolutely fantastic. Been on my yoga game. Shit's just fucking awesome. The podcast, listen, the Afton podcast did numbers. Now, I don't know if it's because I went on and rambled for like 52 minutes and people listened to it in like 3-bit segments, because you know it's like 3 times as long, but that thing pulled some numbers. We're most certainly are going to be doing some race recaps. You guys seem to be liking them. Maybe it's because I ramble on about my training. They want to see the finished product of how it went. Or maybe you guys were all preying on my downfall and were hoping at the end of that podcast I'd say, yeah, I DNF'd. And then you'd be like, yeah, he fucking sucks at the thing he's been training at for months. But guess what? That didn't fucking happen. That just didn't happen. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for the week. I have an exciting week ahead. Honestly, I gotta get a podcast here recorded in the next 3 days, so I can upload it so you guys aren't podcastless while I'm down in Des Moines. We're gonna get that done, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, a fantastic weekend. Do something nice for someone this weekend, huh? Venmo, PayPal, links in the description below. Twitter is at Thoughts by Randy. My Reddit, all that is in the link below. Leave your reviews as always. You guys have been absolutely wonderful to me. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. And more importantly, I hope to see you back next week. If I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace! I am parked the furthest away I can possibly park from this grocery store. That's what's up. Peace!